Hello, hello everyone. I am Clever Mafia and you are once again listening to the Two Clever Mafia podcast, and we are back. We are back and we are... Are we bad? Are we... I don't know. I'd like to say hi to AJ over in the sound booth. AJ, you think, are we bad? Are we bad to the bone?
Nope.
No? Yeah, okay. Well, either way, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. And once again, the Two Clever Mafia podcast, not opinionated, just facts from my point of view. Everybody knows who I am, and I'd like to know who you are. You definitely could drop us a line on the social medias, all that fun stuff. And we, you know, if you have something you'd like to discuss or you want to leave a message or even call into the show, feel free, feel free. We don't pay very well, but who knows? Maybe you'll get a mug, a coffee, a nice coffee mug or tea mug with my mug on it. Who knows, right? What we're going to talk about today is we're going to get into the unemployment situation because, I don't know. I think the numbers are a little bit, I don't want to say fuzzy. I don't want to call them fuzzy numbers. But we did some investigative reporting, the team, and we're going to get to all of that. We're going to discuss all the ins and outs, as we always do. Make sure you listen to our podcast to the end. There's a little surprise at the end of our podcast, and it's not always in the last couple of seconds, right? So it might be in the last 10 seconds. It might be in the last minute. Might be in the last 5 minutes, but if you catch that, you got a chance to win some prizes, but you got to listen to the details. Anyway, go for it, AJ.
Time for the news.
Okay, as always, we're going to do the stories of the month, I guess, so far of October, and we're going to go around the world in 5 minutes or less. Lower that a little bit, will you, AJ? There you go. It's, again, these new headsets blowing out my eardrums, but we have I guess you could say it's good news. The U.S. senators agreed to extend the debt ceiling till December to avoid default. Now, they do that every, as I don't know, last 70-80 times I think they've done that, so I don't know if that's really a big deal. I think it's one of those things that are kind of expected at this point. But they everybody uses it to try to get something out of it, I think. But President Biden, he restores Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments. He restored three national monuments in Utah and New England, as reported by the Guardian. I don't know what that is. I think I've read about it, but I'll have to dive into that. We talked about Mitch McConnell and Schumer and all these guys involved in the working with the Republicans. Mitch McConnell is a Republican and Schumer is a Democrat, but they're all working together to try to get things taken care of in our government. Oh, Elon Musk in the business side of it, per TechCrunch, Tesla is going to move their headquarters to Austin, Texas. So a lot of people moving out of Cali, and they're going to Texas, taking their businesses to Texas. One of our famous podcast buddies, Joe Rogan, if you haven't heard of him, check him out. I think he's got a pretty good podcast if you don't already know about him. He moved from California to Texas. So a lot of people taking the plunge. I guess you could say this is in medical news. This is over on CNN. COVID-19, the kids age 5 to 11, they're saying they need to get the vaccine. So Pfizer seeks the FDA's approval to get their COVID vaccine approved for children ages 5 to 11. Big news, we had Twitch streamers. If you're on Twitch, we were on Twitch for a while. I don't know what happened with that whole mess. I think AJ was supposed to monitor it. It didn't go over too well. The streamers reacted to a leak Twitch income rankings because I guess there was a lot of jokes and a lot of criticism, but so they released that stuff pretty public, and then Microsoft made a controller for the Xbox's 20th birthday. They got to make something translucent for one of my birthdays coming up, AJ, you know? Yeah, where'd you go? I don't even hear you. Oh, there you are. Okay. I lowered the master volume. Sorry. I don't know. I think we're under 5 minutes. We're going to do one more here. We talked about Britney, and everybody just wants Britney to be safe, right? K-Fed wants his kids with Britney to be safe, and, you know, it's, it is what it is. And unfortunately, in sports news, the Yankees were beaten by the Red Sox. And that is all I'm talking about when it comes to news and sports. News, 5 minutes or less. Wow. Okay. So, I am just not on my game today, AJ, you know? I don't know why. I think it's just a combination of things. Getting to the fall season and just getting kind of worn out. This year's been a long year. The last couple of months. Hey, I'll tell you real quick. I had a problem. My washing machine, which I guess I have one. It started leaking, and we had to have a plumber come, you know, and do the work and fix it all and all that good stuff. And it turns out the plumber, who was a licensed plumber for a while, just went back to work for the company that we called to come fix it. We, you know, I was having a conversation with him, and he's actually a listener to my show, which was pretty neat. And he was going on and on with me about how he wasn't working and he was looking for work, but he couldn't find work. And the work that was listed was he felt it was bogus. And I said, you know, let's do some, and this is what led to the investigative reporting that my team went out and did. And we wanted to see if the unemployment numbers that we're being given are real, and what the situation is. So the story in the news these days is that, and I don't know if they're trying to convince us or whatnot, but there are so many more jobs than workers. And some states cut bonuses they were offering to their unemployment benefits, and some even cut the extended benefits, because everybody probably knows how unemployment works at this point, but they cut the extensions of the unemployment, so they weren't able to get it. So people were getting no income at all. And they did this, obviously, to get people to go back to work and, you know, say, yeah, hooray, you know, thank you for getting back into the workforce, right? And there's a lot of talk, though, about a permanent basic income for people, whether they're under a certain age bracket, income bracket. And all of this is just, I don't know. I think the craziness of the whole thing is all of these crazy ideas aren't even being hidden. They're being thrown out there, and they're being presented as I don't even know if they're being presented as truths, but they're being presented as facts. And they used to say they're hiding, you know, you heard the term hiding in plain sight. Well, there are nowhere near as many jobs available. And we have a system in place. It's not a perfect system, but, you know, people who need help, like welfare, Social Security, retirees need, you know, medical benefits in the United States. We also have, you know, obviously unemployment insurance, but these are temporary solutions. You know, it will lose its value, I feel, if not only will it lose the value, but the system will not be able to support all of this extra burden without us, the taxpayers, paying into it and being able to support a permanent income solution. And it's a very simple formula. You know, let's say we tax a big corporation, right? They're saying that the big corporations are going to pay all these extra taxes, right? And the top 1%, I think they're saying, who in most cases, are either owners of these, or CEOs or CFOs of these big corporations. So let's say we're going to increase the tax on a toothpaste across the board, or the manufacturers are going to have to pay more, the corporations are going to have to pay more. So let's say it equates to about 50% a loss on profit across the board for every tube of toothpaste. And, you know, manufacturing, shipping, delivery, prices you could sell for, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Big corporation is going to charge us, the buyers of this toothpaste, the American people, another dollar. So now we're going to pay $4 for that tube of toothpaste. Big corporation's not going to absorb that. If anything, they're going to take it and they're going to charge us even more. And that's just a small increase. You know, imagine, you know, hundreds and thousands of items, millions of items, right? Not even thousands, at your local grocery store, your hardware store, you know, well, they even have department stores. I don't know anymore, but whoever, you know, wherever that income is, and it's going to be provided, it's going to be spent well beyond the increase of inflation. And we all are going to have to absorb that cost. It's crazy. So, I want to take a quick break, right? Because, I'm getting a little parched. I'm going to grab a drink here, not an alcoholic drink. And we are going to be right back, and we're going to, I'm going to talk a little bit more. I'm going to get you the real story of really what's going on here. So, just hang tight. So we'll be right back after this short break. Hello, Two Clever Mafia back again here with AJ over in the sound booth, bringing us all these wonderful audio files and music and all that fun stuff. So we're going to get right back into it here. So first, we're talking about unemployment and the real story, and we're going to we're going to make you think, okay? And we're going to all have to face it. And if we've already seen gas prices going up and other necessities, I go to the grocery store, you know, for Mrs. Mafia and I will go shopping, I'll get my avocado, all that stuff. Everything has gone up almost double. I'm spending twice as much, and I feel like I'm not even getting anything extra. Now, that could be just me. That could be, gas, where I live, in New Jersey, they reduced the tax, so it made it a little bit cheaper. But all of your necessities, and when government says they're going to tax the rich, the only people that get rich are the rich. The government gets into more debt, and then the government needs more help, and then they need to tax more. And this becomes a permanent thing. The government doesn't reduce taxes. They just move it around. It's a game of shuffleboard, if you're familiar with that whole idea. And first, I want to break down a couple of important talking points. It's not only misleading, but there are some of the cases I feel they're flat out lies, in my opinion. When you dig just a little bit deeper, like my team has kind of gone out and done, they look like facts on the surface. Plenty of jobs. And if you go on to, let's just say, and I'm not going to pick on anyone in particular because there's a lot of them out there, and then you can even go to the company's websites, but let's say like Indeed or Monster or Career Builder, right? One of these, what's the other one? There's a retail one and all of that stuff. But you go to these websites and there's millions of jobs all over the country. And you start looking and you're like, wow, I can have any job I want, right?
Wow.
And the answer to that obviously is no. But if you start looking and you start, you know, as people are starting to get back looking for jobs, because I guess it's hard to say the people that have lost their jobs to say, hey, why did you accept all that free money from the government and do nothing and sit around until it ran out and then now you're looking for work? Well, let's say Joe's Ice Cream Shop, you know, puts up a help wanted sign and they need a new ice cream scooper, or pizzeria needs another pizza pie. I was trying to think of another P word, but needs another pizza pie maker, cooker, whatever it is. Those jobs generally are not on Indeed. They, you know, they're not in on the published sites. They're, you know, small businesses don't, after especially after getting crushed through COVID, don't necessarily have the money to sign up for some of those sites and pay to get help and go through it and filter it and take the time. So they hope people will walk in and just say, hey, I need a job. How much you're paying? This is what I want to do. So they're not included in any of the public numbers that are out there. So first, we went out and we pulled a very popular job search sites, which I'm not going to say which one we used. You can kind of maybe figure it out through through what we've already said. But and we searched in our state and with no other parameters, just for open jobs, no parameters on how much you're going to make, nothing like that. We went through about 10 pages of listings, about 25 jobs per page, sifting through 250 jobs. Of those 250 jobs, we found 102 Amazon jobs, 34 U.S. military jobs, and 100 plus so server restaurant jobs working in the food industry, and a handful of jobs for Uber Eats, delivery, that type of stuff. The rest were really entry-level retail jobs like cashier, store associates, and then you had some sales commission jobs in there, or mostly all commission jobs in there. So my first thought was, wow, you know, there aren't many jobs that can here that I see that really you can support a family with. You know, I'd say less than 25% of them, you know, made, you know, a decent, or we even say the median income in the country, which I think is like $64,000-$65,000 a year, something, I might be wrong, might be a little higher. But there are some jobs that once you start looking into them, and I'm just not going to, I'm not picking on anybody, but the Amazon jobs that were listed, that we saw some in our local towns and neighboring towns and cities, and we were surprised because we didn't know there wasn't, we didn't hear anything about an Amazon facility opening up anywhere close by, right? But then after reading the listing, it turns out that they're not near us. They're entry-level jobs, and they're 50-plus miles away in a warehouse, and you'd be a sorting person, or you'd be a driver for a third-party company, and it was, as my grandson would say, sus. It was very sus. I mean, not saying that Amazon's not a good company to work for, or not a good company to work for, or it is a good company. I don't know either way. I don't really have an opinion. We went through this whole thing and it was all the same. It would say it was in this town. We click on it and it was not in that town. So it was kind of a false listing as far as saying there was a job that, hey, I can, you know, walk to, take a bus to, whatnot. So that was disappointing. And Amazon really isn't hiring in these towns. They're just looking for people in those towns to work for their company in their facilities, which are in a lot of cases are not necessarily close by. And they were just flooding the job boards with these and I guess fishing and hoping to get a bite here and there and getting an employee that might be interested in getting somebody to make a phone call and call them back and say, hey, I want to do this and I'm willing to travel. Or maybe they are close by. So I decided to call one of these locations and the listings. And there was a number in there and I reached out. A nice person answered the phone. They seemed very friendly. And they asked, and I asked if the warehouse was hiring, and we were going to put this on the air, but the legal team said we probably shouldn't, so we're not going to. But, which, you know, I kind of already knew they weren't going to do that, but I asked the warehouse person, I said, hey, are you hiring? And they said no, and we're not really looking for anybody at this time. And to my surprise, they said they had a hiring freeze on and they were accepting applications and they were looking possibly to backfill and hire people, especially for the holiday season, you know, the winter break and all that stuff. And out of curiosity, I just asked, well, how many people are you looking to hire? Or do you usually hire during the holidays? And the warehouse said, you know, they went on, well, you know, it's tough to say, based, you know, with COVID and all of that, but they said they hire about a dozen or two during the holiday season. And of that, maybe 25% of them stay after the holidays or still there after the holidays. And they said a lot of them are also drivers who end up being contracted they drive the trucks, contract and deliver the packages. All right. So that's a lot. And the person I spoke to was very nice, and they were even nice enough to give me the name of the contractor. So I decided to go to the contractor's website, because they said they, you know, that's where generally the contractor would list their jobs. And I go to the, so I go to this website, which will remain nameless, AJ. We're not going to post that up on the screen. And there were no job listings available. So I kind of got run around in a circle, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little bit of user error on my part there, but it just, it didn't sit right. And then I moved on. The next segment was the U.S. military jobs. And the U.S. military jobs, this was I guess, I don't want to say a trick, but let's say I saw a job, it said, it would say accountant, and then underneath, I'd see the employer would say U.S. Army. So that's okay. That's interesting. And I would click on the job and then go through it. And in the listing, it would say enlistment required. And so I would imagine these jobs definitely are not for everyone. And not everybody wants to enlist in the military. And, you know, you want a part-time job. You're probably not going to fit this, you know, unless you want to join the military, right? So again, these jobs are for a slim people, you know, not how many people are looking to go into the military. And then the next group of jobs were servers, restaurants, diners were hiring, some franchises, some local places were looking for help. And now these places I did see posting would be what I would call more of I guess, wallet-friendly places. You know, I think on Google or Yelp, they're usually rated from, they have dollar signs from like 1 to 5. So, you know, 5 being a fancy restaurant, but most of the places that I saw were $1 or $2 signs, if that makes any sense. But most of these places I saw were $1 or $2 signs, and you could kind of, they had maybe lower price menus, the sit down restaurants, and they didn't necessarily probably, you know, have a higher price menu. So it resulted probably lower tips. So you're not going to get the top quality help, especially now that everybody seems to be jumping from one job to the next, because they'll give you an extra dollar or two. And why not? Why not take that extra buck or two if you can get it? And especially in that line of work. And why, you know, you're not going to work for a poor management team or, you know, a slow restaurant where you maybe only, you know, get 1 or 2 tables per night and make $20 if you're lucky in tips. So, and I noticed when I was doing the research that there were adjacent franchises in the area of this one particular franchise, which will also remain nameless, that was, you know, slightly more upscale, let's say a $3 on the $5 scale sign. And the food there, I've been there, is always consistent. It's always busy. It's always staffed. Even through the pandemic, they were good on pickup orders and all of that, and a full staff. They weren't looking for help because all the good people went there, and they got rid of, you know, they kind of weeded out their bad people, I guess, and they got a decent staff, and they provide good service, and they're consistent. So I've concluded that, come to my own research, and concluded that the open jobs that are available are, or at least in my state, are about 20% of the actual number. So I think it may have even been a lot less, as I saw several jobs have been posted, were posted months and months ago, and I can only imagine that they've been filled, or the business is no longer in business, or it's one of those places that is just jumping through and kind of going through employees, you know, at a quick rate. Quick reminder, we want you to be part of our show. Yeah, you can join our discussion and be part of our show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or just an old-fashioned email. Check out the show description for all of the details. And if you want to be part of our show, but you don't want to be on air, that's okay, because you can buy us a cup of coffee, get yourself a t-shirt, a mug with my mug on it, or you can send us a couple of your dusty old pennies every month. AJ is allergic to dust, so if you can clean them off, that would be appreciated. And you know, check out all of those links in the description below. We can also check us out if we have a new voicemail setup where you can record a message. You can record a message for the show, and we can use your message on air, and we will answer it on, as long as it's appropriate. We got to make sure things stay appropriate. And and we will answer it live. Well, as live as we can be on our show. So don't forget to check us out on social media. You can follow us at Too Clever Mafia. That's T-O-O Clever Mafia. You can also check us out on our website on www.tooclevermafia.com. And I guess I am still Clever Mafia. And this is the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And if you've had enough of me, that's all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now, and take care of one another.